I knew I had music in me that I wanted to write. I still get jealous. I didn't really feel like I could do it on my own and had lost the confidence to go, I'm just going to go in the studio and do it myself. I get a phone call from David Massey because the news about the breakup was kind of public, very public. And we had lunch and had a great conversation. He was like, do you have any music you want to play? And I said, I've got one or two things. I don't know if they're any good. And went to his office and played him a few songs. And he's like, it's a good start, but there's more in there. And he's like, the first step is there's a song I want you to hear. And he played me a demo for a song called Chains. I was like, how quickly can I record this? And he's like, I'll reach out to Jason and see what he thinks. Calls me later. He's like, they're down to let you cut it. By the way, there was like no momentum on my end. Plenty on theirs. Get in the studio and I cut the song. He got me in chains. They're really happy with it. I'm super excited. And I'm in LA and I'm basically lined up with a week of writing sessions. And the first one, we start writing a song and we're just kind of hitting a wall. So we step outside and start talking about life and this experience that happened to me a couple nights before. And literally the chorus kind of happened while we're just all sitting outside talking, which is my favorite way a song comes to life, when it just the words and the story kind of drive it. Within like literally an hour, we'd finished Jealous. I have a demo.
Oh, dang.
This is the day of demo of Jealous, and it sounds pretty close to it apart from the different lyrics.
Wow. That's whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.